Once upon a time, in a town not too far from here, there was a young lady, and she was of a questionable character, we might say. She was known as the local, you know, kind of a trampy lady. Some have called her a slut, some have called her other things. Now, we don't have a name for her, but we'll call her Donna for now. Now, Donna heard one day that there was a man who was coming to a party at the local pastor's house. We'll call this Pastor Bob. And this man that was invited to Pastor Bob's house was somebody by the name of Contractor LJ. That's his name. We'll call him that. So Pastor Bob invites Contractor LJ over to his home. And the reason he did this, because this Contractor LJ had been causing a great stir in town. People were coming to listen to him, and they stopped going to Pastor Bob's church for some reason. And Pastor Bob was very concerned because his offering plate was kind of not coming back as full as it used to be. Well, Donna, the one we were telling you about, the slut, decides to come over to this house. And she knew that somehow this Contractor LJ had something that she needed. Well, one day while this party was going on, Pastor Bob and Elder Pete are there surveying the situation, making sure that all the people are served properly. And they were going to have a little talk with this Contractor LJ. All of a sudden, the front door burst open, and here comes running in Donna. Pastor Bob and Elder Pete were very upset by this, and so were some of the members of the local church there. They were just shocked that this woman would actually come to one of their events, being of such a questionable character and so unlike them. So Donna rushes in, and she falls down at the feet of Contractor LJ. Pastor Bob and Elder Pete thought for sure that Contractor LJ had the courtesy enough to recognize this woman and would reject her outright and kick her out of this house. Contractor LJ didn't do anything of the kind. Donna was at his feet crying, and Pastor Bob and Elder Pete were looking at each other, and Elder Pete said, "Do you see that, Pastor Bob?" And Pastor Bob said, "Yes." Now, that man had gone to an accredited university like Moody or Trinity, or had been recognized by the Independent Baptist, surely he would have known what kind of woman this was and would have told her to get out of here. She's a sinner. For crying out loud, she's probably a Democrat. I think she is a registered Democrat. And I think she voted for Obama, that awful sinner. She truly is going to hell. Look at the character she is. She's a Democrat. Contractor LJ was really ignoring Bob and Pete. And he turned around and looked at Donna as Donna was weeping at his feet. And Contractor LJ reached forward and put his finger on her cheek and grabbed one of the little tears and rubbed it in his fingers. And he says, "Hey, Bob." And Bob says, "Yeah, Contractor LJ, what can I do for you?" All pious and holy, pretending to ignore the uncomfortableness of the situation. Contractor LJ says to Pastor Bob, "I want to tell you something." And he says, "Well, go ahead, say it. What do you got to tell me there?" "There were two debtors once. One owed the man $1 million, and the other owed the man $1,000. And when neither one of them had anything to pay, notice, neither one of them, he forgave them both. Let me ask you a question, Pastor Bob. Who do you think would be more appreciative and love that person more?" Pastor Bob says, "Without question, the one who owed him millions of dollars." And Contractor LJ said, "You judged rightly. This woman, though she has many sins, her sins are forgiven because she loved much. But you, Bob, you think you're better than she is, so you're only going to love little. Christ is the Savior of sinners, not of good people, Bob. And the more serious the sin, the more certain and loyal will be our love to the one who delivers us from it. Take that to the bank, Bob." This is PaulsEvangel.com. Thank you for listening today.